I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our weekly conversation with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Laura Cullen Glasscock joins us for Capital Chat on a Monday. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, we are now into the 2020 legislative session. Of course, the governor is a Democrat, and the General Assembly is controlled by the Republicans, and a lot of folks wanted a return to civility and some bipartisanship. What have you seen in the way of the legislative agenda that gives us pause as far as is this actually taking place?
Well, so far it looks like there is some bipartisanship in the Capitol. The governor, as you know, gave his budget address last Tuesday on the 28th, and he called for four new sources of revenue to fund some of the projects he wants. That same day, State Representative Stephen Rudy, who is a Republican from Paducah, filed a House Bill 351, which contains three of the items that Governor Beshear called for. The 10 cent hike on the cigarette tax, new taxes on vaping and vaping products, and increasing fees on limited liability corporations. So Representative Rudy pulled all three of those together in one bill for the governor. And then the sports wagering that the governor had called for as well, that is found in a bill that's moving through the House, and it also has a Republican sponsor, Representative Adam Koenig of Erlanger. So there, it looks like the Republicans in the House anyway are wanting to work with Governor Beshear on the budget.
And obviously, they're going to do all the heavy lifting. A Democrat can do whatever they want, but math just doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. The Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers, but to the civility point, it looks like at least this far, people are willing to work together. Last Friday, I looked at the bills that had been passed through at least one chamber, and by far, at least three quarters of the bills that have passed were passed on a bipartisan measure. And so it's easy to pass bipartisan bills early in the session, Alan, because people agree on them, right? So they go right through the process. There's not a lot of debate. There aren't a lot of amendments, floor amendments, committee substitutes, all that, process wrangling that you see going on behind the scenes. That doesn't take place with these kinds of bipartisan bills naturally because, as I say, people agree. So they just move on through. A lot of the bills that passed the House were, 93-0, 93-0, 92-0. I'm reading off a list here, but they streamed on through. Now, the bills you mentioned, like abortion, some of those tougher ones, those will require debate, and people will, insert amendments, and, the process gets bogged down with those types of activities.
And by the end of the month, we're told that the House will craft its own budget and vote on it, correct?
That's what I'm hearing, too. And so I think Representative Rudy's tax bill is a good place to look at what they're going to favor, too. So as your listeners know, Stephen Rudy is chairman of the House Budget Committee, which is where the state spending plan has to start.
One bill that that caught my attention last week was this idea of adding sexual harassment to the ethics violations. Talk about that.
Sure. That's House Bill 168, and that would strengthen the legislative ethics code to prevent lawmakers and lobbyists from engaging in sexual harassment against staff. You would think that already exists, but that specific language, those phrases are not codified. So this law would change that.
Okay, Laura, let's pivot to the Senate and what's going on there.
Sure. So far, 17 bills have passed the state Senate so far. And one of those includes changing the dates of the governor's election year. Here in Kentucky, we have odd-numbered election years, and this bill would change it to presidential election years, and that passed the Senate 31-3, so that heads to the House. There's the bill that would allow resource officers at schools to carry guns. That passed the Senate 34-1, so that heads over to the House as well. Some of the other stuff that passed that wasn't bipartisan includes the voter ID law. And, there's some other contentious issues still over there, too, like the immigration bill that hasn't moved too far yet. One more thing, Alan. So far, only one bill has made it out of both chambers and has been sent to Governor Beshear. And that bill redefines independent contractors, people who sell home products and cosmetics. And that bill would exempt them from workers' comp insurance. They wouldn't have to carry workers' comp insurance. That passed the Senate, but it was not bipartisan. And so when it gets to Governor Beshear, we'll have to see what he does with it. Democrats in the Senate opposed it when the arguments were made over there. The House passed it pretty handily, though, too. So we'll see what the governor does.
Now, much to keep our eye on, and that's exactly what you will be doing, and we will be talking to you about. Our guest today on Capital Chat has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.